Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hi, guys. It's Friday, so it's bonus time. And today we've got a guided meditation about achieving balance in shaky times. Our teacher du jour is fan favorite Sebane Selassie, who knows a thing or two about achieving balance amidst turbulence. She is a three-time cancer survivor. She's also, as I think many of you know, a fantastic meditation teacher and a very good friend. So here we go now with Sebane Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebane. In this meditation, we'll be coming back into balance by settling into our body and breath. Joseph Goldstein likes to say that anything can happen at any time. After three cancer diagnoses, I know that's true. But it doesn't have to be a life-threatening health diagnosis. All sorts of things can throw us off balance. We long to be in balance after one of these disruptions. But throughout our lives, there are constantly small and large moments of balancing. The process of meditation includes constant micro-adjustments that allow us to practice balancing. Let's get started. Start by bringing awareness to your posture, making sure your back is upright and your chest is open so your breath is not constricted. You also want to make sure that you feel a sense of relaxation and ease. So allow any holding to just naturally soften. You can close your eyes or keep them open with your gaze softly on the floor or something in front of you. And let's start by bringing awareness to the sensations of sitting here. What do you notice? Be curious about your body. Is there a particular sensation that's strong or clamoring for attention? Simply bring awareness to what's here right now. And at some point, you may notice that the mind wanders or gets lost in thought. Rather than seeing this as a problem, can you use this as an opportunity to rebalance by reconnecting with the body? Now take a moment to connect to the breath. Where do you notice air entering and leaving the body as a physical sensation? So not just thinking about the breath, but really feeling the breath. Maybe with the belly rising and falling, or with air entering and leaving the nostrils. There's no one way to be with the breath. Just make sure it's something that you feel as sensation. And again, when thoughts arise or you lose the connection with the breath, invite this as part of the process of balancing. simply returning or re-relaxing into the sensation of breathing. Coming back to balance is about accepting that balancing is a process, not a destination. Going out of balance is to be expected as a natural fact of meditation and of life. And we can meet it the same way we meet any experience in our practice, with kindness and awareness. You can open your eyes now. Thank you for meditating with me, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you to 7A. One quick announcement before we let you go. We are looking for a podcast marketer. If you love this show, if you love marketing and building relationships, we would love to have you on this team to help us grow both the 10% Happier podcast and our future shows, which we're going to start rolling out soon. So please apply at 10%.com/careers. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million-dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.